This is Akash Vani Shillong, the Northeast News, read by Wai Delang Pariyat. The oath-taking ceremony of seven newly elected MPs was held on the first day of the first session of the 18th Lok Sabha yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, was the first to take oath as a member of the House. Pro-tem Speaker Bhartuhari Mahtab administered the oath to Mr. Modi. This was followed by the oath of the panel of chairpersons appointed to assist Mr. Mahtab in running the proceedings of the Lok Sabha till the election of the Speaker. From Assam, Gaurav Gogoi and Rakibul Hussain of Congress, Sarbananda Sonowal and Bijuli Kalita Medhi of BJP were among the prominent faces who took oaths. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma called on several senior union ministers in New Delhi yesterday and discussed issues pertaining to developmental schemes in the state. Mr. Sangma called on Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal, Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Skindia, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. The Chief Minister had a fruitful discussion with Finance Minister Sitharaman on Meghalaya Economic Growth Accelerator Corridor project. During his meeting with the donor minister, Skindia, he sought the centre's support for funding infrastructure development projects in Meghalaya and an increasing allocation of funds to all the northeastern states. The Meghalaya Public Health Engineering Department has denied claims of alleged irregularities in implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission in the Garo Hills region of the state. The government has assured that no village will be left out of the centre's scheme to ensure tap water to every household. There has been significant progress in providing drinking water supply to villages across Meghalaya, including the Garo Hills. However, the project is still ongoing and different challenges are being resolved, an official statement said. In a groundbreaking medical achievement for the Northeast, the first ever successful cadaveric kidney transplant was conducted at a state-run hospital in Guwahati. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma announced this milestone on the 22nd of this month, highlighting the successful transplantation of kidneys from a brain-dead accident victim to two recipients at Guwahati Medical College and Hospital. Kidney transplants have been taking place at the GMCH for the last 6 years, but it was for the first time that a kidney transplant was successfully carried out from a brain-dead donor with permission from the family, the Chief Minister highlighted. A 3 day workshop cum training on forest certification and carbon credit organized by the Meghalaya Forest and Environment Department in collaboration with the Network for Certification and Conservation of Forests New Delhi began in Shillong yesterday. The objective of the workshop is to sensitize the participants about forest certification, carbon credit and other standards. These include ecotourism, quality planting material and trees outside forest, a statement issued by the Meghalaya Forest Department said. The Meghalaya government has effected a major reshuffle in the state bureaucracy with R.M. Kurba being reinstated as Deputy Commissioner of East Khasi Hills District. She has replaced S.C. Sadhu, who was appointed as DC ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Abhilash Baranwal, Deputy Commissioner of East Janta Hills, has been transferred and posted as Deputy Commissioner of Ribhoi. Shivansh Awasthi, Deputy Commissioner of South Garo Hills, has been transferred and posted as DC of East Janta Hills District. This is the fourth day today of the ongoing Ambubachi Mahamela at the Kamakhya Dham at Guwahati, which has been drawing large number of pilgrims from all over the country and abroad. It's a festive atmosphere on and around the Neelachal Parbat, atop which the Kamakhya Shakti Peeth is located. Elaborate security and traffic arrangements have been made by the Guwahati City Police to ensure safety and comfort of the pilgrims. The Ambubachi Mahamela will culminate tomorrow when the Kamakhya Temple doors will be thrown open to the devotees. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.